It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only fun Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how's it going today?
Jake, I'm doing good. Hollywood's Greatest Night is over. Movies are done for another year. Don't see any of them.
I'm so tired of movies having the spotlight. Yeah,
enough of spotlight. That won an Oscar.
Oh God, spotlight won an Oscar. Who is that? Yeah. Batman? Get out of here! Batman's winning Oscars now. Bring back sports.
Damn, Batman winning Oscar. What have movies come to?
Yeah. Who is this? Jack Nicholson? Get out of here. Who is this? The new Batman, Robert Pattinson, Twilight, the fucking guy from Twilight's winning the Oscars now. Okay. I believe it when I see it. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Lighthouse my ass. Did he win for that one?
He did not. The Lighthouse, more like the Lifehouse, because it's him and us and all of the people.
Great song from a great band. Great time in America's history.
What day is it and in what month? That's what I'm always asking myself.
Is that a line from that movie or that song?
The first line of the song is, what day is it and in what month?
It's a normal way to talk and phrase things. I love that song so much, but it's the only those two lines I'll ever remember. It's you and me and all of the people. Great shit. What year was that? 2004?
I think it was like 2004, 2005.
So that would have been what season of Survivor? Probably like the Pearl Islands? No, that would have been 2003. Oh, I think this is when I started to stop watching. This is when I started stopped watching. Initially, I want to say Vanuatu or maybe Palau. Is that era? Anyway, it's a new era now, an era called Survivor 46. Thomas, did you watch Survivor 46 last night? Source from Spill, I don't do bummies. Cause I show my shots
in town, the neighbors think that I'm Andy Murray. Now all this food in my tummy.
And what did you think of this week's episode titled Scorpio Energy?
We've already moved on. We've already done our astrology season. They need to get the memo.
Yeah, astrology was season 45. As much as they tried to make it about feet, it was actually about astrology. And this one's all about music. Jeff Ropsey keeps saying that. This season's got kind of a musical flair, he keeps saying, in all the promotion. And if this episode was any indication of what that means, I'm not excited for this season. Anyway, we start off on Yanu, and Banu is meditating. He's feeling anxious after last tribal. Fair, I think. Q gets suspicious of Kenzie because she's so likable. See? Me and Q are on the same page, right?
Yeah, it's definitely smart when you notice somebody that's not, like, your number one getting in close with everybody. It's nice for someone finally to see that and just be like, hey, maybe I should do something about this. Maybe this is a problem.
Yeah, I'm liking Q more and more every episode, the two episodes we've had. He seems good. They're struggling to get fire or do anything really around camp. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, Survivor's hard. Don't volunteer for the show then, you know?
I don't want to hear the complaining show. I want to hear the being good at Survivor show.
If I wanted to hear the complaining show, I'd watch Bravo.
Hey.
Got him. I don't know. Is that something that happens on Bravo shows? I just would guess based on the traitors.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you think that women only complain, but some of us here respect our queens.
Wow. Tommy's been Barbie-fied.
That's right.
Then we go over to the Nami tribe. That's why I pronounced your name Tommy, I think. Tevin and Soda see Venus as a threat. Venus is only a planet. The threats are the meteoroids, you know? The dinosaurs said that. Can you imagine Survivor dinosaurs?
That's yeah, who, I guess that's a season we could do. I guess we could put that on the simulated season list.
It's really good.
The dinosaurs from the show Dinosaurs. We could get the dinosaur from Disney's Dinosaur. We could get...
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie. The Land Before Time Dinosaurs. The Land Before Timeosaurus, I should say.
Rex from Toy Story.
Reptar from Toy Story. Oh, not Toy Story, Rugrats. Oh, buddy. Babysat some toddlers, give or take a year, this weekend, which is why we're recording on a Monday. And let me tell you, they love the Rugrats. The original Rugrats.
Kids still like Rugrats. Interesting.
Kids still like Rugrats, yep. No one seems to have a close relationship with Venus, which makes her sad. And then we get the flashback segment for Venus that was basically just a recreation of her bio video, no?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it was exactly the same.
We love Venus more or less after this.
I would say this didn't really sway my opinion of her. I will say that there was, did this have the same one where they showed the video package of her getting the idol taken away from her multiple times?
I think that's later in the episode, actually.
Yeah, that one I think was winning me over to Venus a little bit more than this was.
Venus, more like Vinner. Like Winner, but with two V's, like The Vivitch. Another movie I didn't care for. What's with all these movies I don't care for anymore? Who am I, old?
Maybe you have bad taste. Have you ever thought about that?
My favorite movies are Zoolander, Gladiator, Dumb and Dumber, and Where's My Car?
One of your favorite movies?
Love Gladiator.
What are you, a conservative? Are you a New York Times conservative columnist?
I love the New York Times, but only for Wordle, you know?
I didn't realize I was recording a podcast with Ross Douthat.
I'm Roust Priebus. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Rinse
penis.
Who was he, an RNC affiliate?
Yeah, he was. So it really is funny how like ethereal all of the RNC heads are, because like I kind of remember him. There was for trivia last week, we had to unscramble an anagram for Ronna McDaniel, who was the most recent one, and it took someone getting the last name and me having to unscramble the rest of the letters for me to remember. Like, as soon as I unscrambled it, I was like, oh yeah, I recognize that name. It was definitely not coming off the dome on that one.
That sounds like a Survivor challenge if I've ever heard one. Over on the Sega tribe, Ben lights fire and Maria asks if that's on his bucket list. Did you love that?
Yeah, I'm glad that everyone's playing Survivor like this. Definitely makes me like it, not make me feel like they're a bunch of huge dorks that I don't want to watch on television.
I just thought of another two cast members we could have on Survivor Dinosaurs. Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow.
From the bucket list to the movie from 2008. The
bucket list season.
Because they're old, so they could go on the dinosaur season as well, you know?
They are old.
And that's a funny joke we could do. Ben says he didn't even cry meeting Nick Cage. Impressive.
Damn, dude, that's epic.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. He says he hasn't always been the sharpest tool in the shred. Did you love that? The little pun? Very punny episode for
Sega. I don't know if you know this, but he plays guitar.
Yeah, I've heard. Then we get a flashback segment for Ben's love of music. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, good for him.
You know, it's all about Ben and Charlie. Remember Ben and Charlie from Lost again? But Charlie was the musical one in Lost, and Ben is the musical one in this one. So do you think Charlie, our Taylor Swiftie, is going to murder his own daughter by Kimi's hand? He makes very good eggs.
If his daughter doesn't like Taylor Swift enough, maybe.
I think I'll deserve a point for if this happens. Charlie and his angels go to the merge together. Charlie and at least one of his angels get a reward, or no, not even a reward. They eat eggs together at some point, and then Charlie slashes her, gets her out. Charlie taking out his own angels. If that happens, I'm taking a point.
If anyone says really my baby eggs, you know? To Charlie, I think.
Okay. Yeah. If anybody says my baby,
could happen as a result of that.
If anybody says my baby to Charlie, you'll get a point for that. And if they get if they do it in an Australian accent, you'll get 2 points.
Love that.
I like this new way of doing it. We just make up bullshit predictions for the future.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, and they're gonna happen. I think.
Lost was very famous for having flashbacks, which of course Survivor is implementing now, but eventually they started doing flash forwards, which is what we're doing now. Always a step ahead. Charlie and Maria form a sub-alliance. They want to be the modern-day Malcolm and Denise. Do you know Malcolm and Denise? Have you seen that season?
I don't believe I have.
Great season. Just rewatched it the other day. Fantastic season, Malcolm and Denise. Great pair. But Charlie and Maria are no Malcolm and Denise. I'll tell you that. Because one of the big things with... well, never mind. We're not going to get into it. I don't want to spoil that season.
You know you Malcolm and Denise. Malcolm and Denise are friends of yours.
Yeah, exactly. When Malcolm and Denise aren't on screen, us, the Survivor audience, is always asking, why aren't Malcolm and Denise on screen? Over on Nami, Venus gives the idol its own buff. Love that. Did that increase your love of Venus or decrease? When she put the idol around the idol?
Yeah. That's good stuff.
She then goes idol hunting. That's great. Randon and Hunter also go idol hunting, and Randon finds it. It's the same thing that Tiffany found.
Idol huntering.
That's fun. Back over on Yanu, Jesse eats ants. Jesse tells them about meeting her... Jesse. I was thinking about Jesse from Survivor Whatever a few seasons ago. Remember him? Cody's friend?
Yep.
Jess eats ants. I said Jesse, and I could see it in my mind. Jesse Lopez from whatever season that was.
Yes, of course. Friend. So smart.
So smart. Me. Smart guy. Smart guy's podcast. Jess eats ants, Jess tells them about meeting her husband, Jess teaches them some basic Chinese, and Q asks about a specific phrase that he only knows from Rush Hour. Pretty funny scene.
It was shishia, wasn't it? Wasn't that like that? Was that thank you? I think it was.
I don't remember. I haven't watched Rush Hour in at least 20 years, and again, didn't care for that one either at the time.
Big, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Why don't more people eat ants on Survivor? It seems like something that would be easy to find. And as Jess said, they don't really taste like anything, and you get some protein out of it.
That's a good question. Maybe they do, and we just don't see it often. And maybe just like, whoa, look how crazy Jess is being, eating ants. Look at everybody making fun of her.
I was not thinking that. I was thinking, oh, that's smart, when I saw her doing that.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
One of the only times that I've thought that with Jess this season.
And then what if they got some celery and some peanut butter, too? Make a real ant on a log?
Yeah, there you go.
Remember those snacks from childhood?
That'd be so sick if Jeff revealed the reward to be ants on a log. How mad would you be?
That should
celery
be...
Celery with no calories in it.
I would love for them to do a covered item at the auction, and it's revealed to be ants on a log, and it's literally just one piece of celery with a scoop of peanut butter and literal ants on top. I want $500 for whatever's under that covered item. Yeah, that would be good. Jeff, why don't you let us produce Survivor? Where were we? Okay, Kenzie, Jess, and Banu discuss blindsiding Tiff or Q. Kenzie was like, oh, I was just putting out feelers with them.
Dumb of her, and I'm surprised it didn't backfire on her more, because I take that back. The other smart thing that I saw from Jess this episode was as soon as Kenzie walked ahead of them, Jess turning to Bono and being like, we should get her out.
Yeah, 100%. I thought this was Kenzie's downfall episode after that scene. That would have been so much fun, but instead, Kenzie is successful. It's those big blue eyes she's got, you know, after she cries.
Yeah. That her superpower is crying.
Yeah. Tim is deemed the papaya papa on Sega. Ben then gives everybody nicknames. Did you love this, or did you feel like Ben was encroaching on our turf?
No, I like the nicknames. I think that's a good way. Like, I'm a little like, this tribe has kind of leaned into being kind of annoying, but in a way that seems to boost their morale, so good for them.
That's fair. Ben is benevolence. Fine, but it feels like a weird nickname to give yourself.
I think it was the worst of these nicknames.
I agree. Charlie is Tarzan, which I feel also doesn't really fit, but
whatever. I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't seem to fit him, but...
Mo is Moschetti. Pretty good.
I like Moschetti.
Maria is Lieutenant Mambo. I like that one. Mambo.
That one is good. I think Lieutenant Mom would be better, though.
What is this, an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Oh, did you like the twins bit on the Oscars?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, I liked having them both out there, and I liked the part where they were complaining about Batman, and they got to Michael Keaton in the crowd.
Yeah,
I thought that was fun.
Good stuff. Then Jem is Jungle Jem, which somebody exclaims is a double pun on Jungle Jim. Thomas, can you tell me what the second pun is there? From Jungle Jim to Jungle Jim?
There isn't one. It's a regular. It's because it wasn't. If you weren't. Yeah, I'm not going to. We all know. I don't need to explain this.
Is he confusing puns and alliteration?
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, there's only one pun there.
Okay. I thought I was missing something. I looked over this several times. Listing these all out, I will say, very fun. Hearing Ben assign them all, didn't care for that. Pretty bad couple scenes for me from Sega this episode, because then we got what I think is one of the top five worst scenes of Survivor all time.
Oh, are you talking about the competition that they had for listing songs? You don't like it when guys list things? This is remembering guys, but for songs.
No, I like remembering guys. I don't like listing songs from artists that I don't tend to listen to. I was talking to my mom about this. She was like, I don't listen to either of these people. Why would I care? Like, yes, exactly.
Think about it this way, Jake. What if you were really bored?
I wouldn't be watching Survivor.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you were on the island.
If I was really bored, I could see myself participating in a little game, but I don't think we need to see it as the viewer. Because also, here's the other thing. We also got a deleted scene this week of more of the Tevin versus Venus fight. Why don't we get more of that? That's fun. That's interesting. This was boring to me. I think everybody agreed.
Jake, I have a question for you. What artist would you pick if you were to have this sort of competition? Who do you think that you would do best with?
They actually do a lot of film soundtracks. I would go with various artists.
No, you're not allowed to do that. It has to be a single artist.
You need to specify the rules beforehand.
I just clarified the rules because you did a dumb thing that you were trying to cheat with.
Well, I would never. What would yours be?
No, I asked you. You answer the question.
The fuck? Okay. Go with...
I'm going to have a tough interviewer.
You're real Diane Waters. Is that her name? I would say probably St. Vincent, and I could do like at least 10 or 15 names.
Wow, all right.
I've been listening to her since 2009.
The thing with that, too, is like you have to pick an artist theoretically that has... one of the advantages, I think, for Taylor Swift is that they let him get away with doing a Taylor's version for one of them. Mm-hmm. And so you could just do... You get like double the amount that you can do. But it has to be an artist with a lot of albums and a lot of songs, because eventually you run out of stuff. So for me...
Yeah, I gave you plenty of time to think of one, so you better fucking have one. It can't be a funny bit.
I'd probably go Steely Dan. Probably like Steely Dan or Pavement or Radiohead.
Radiohead would be good, too. Plus 2 = 5. Look, I just did it by accident. Whoa. Mixomatosis or whatever that one's called. That one's a fun one.
Yeah, anyone can play guitar.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Even Ben. Even Benevolence.
Even Benevolence. What if Charlie's Angels becomes Tarzan's Angels?
Even Benevolence sounds like a Tool song.
Yeah. I could name, what's an artist you could name the fewest songs for?
The fewest songs? It would be an artist that I don't know any songs by, but I know artist.
Who's the artist you're most familiar with who you know the fewest songs of?
I guess I don't know any songs by Tony Tone Tone, so.
That's a good one. Who do I know that I don't know? Luke Combs. I think that's a country
I don't think
singer.
I know any. Is Luke Combs the one that did the Fast Car cover?
Yes.
I guess you know one song by them.
I know one song, and it's a cover, so that does technically count. There's another country singer that I know of. Probably, I want to say Toby Keith, but I'm sure if you name something, they'd be like, oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, you definitely know some Toby Keith songs.
Can you name one?
Yeah, The Angry American, a.k.a. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. But you know that one. Do you know a song called Beer for My Horses?
Oh, is that Mr. Keith?
Yeah, I think he does one called How Do You Like Me Now?
That sounds bad.
And I'm trying to think of other. No, there's, I got like, it. I love this bar because he had. Do you remember Toby Keith?
Oh, I love
Toby
this bar and grill.
I love this bar and grill.
Okay. I know Toby Keith more from his culinary exports.
Yeah, you're more familiar with his entrepreneurial abilities than any of his songs.
No, you know who it is? And it's so obvious because he does actually make the best music. It's DJ Khaled. I don't know why I said his name like he's a wrestler, but DJ Khaled, he has a million songs. He pops up on every song. I couldn't tell you one song. I know he works a lot with various artists
don't believe
from the
you.
Movies. Okay, fine. Give me some more
you
songs.
You know all
then.
I do is win. Don't lie to me.
I guess I did know that one. Okay.
Also, maybe I'm on one. Maybe you heard of that one.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to think of some other artists that I know of, but
all right, instead we could go talk all day about artists that we don't know any songs about. I think we can move on.
And wasn't this better than what Survivor did?
Yeah, this was definitely more entertaining than them listing. I think I would have done pretty well in the Metallica side of things. I think that I probably could. I don't know if I could name 100 Metallica songs, but if I tried, maybe I could.
I don't think I could name 100 songs, period.
But you know what? I bet Ben couldn't name, or Charlie couldn't name. Charlie could probably name all the presidents in order, but I bet Ben couldn't name all the presidents in order.
I think I could name all of Charlie's songs from Lost.
Oh, yeah, you can name You All Everybody.
You All Everybody, obviously. Do you know the second one?
I don't remember what the second one was.
It's called Saved.
Oh,
by him and his brother. And it was a piano ballad.
About him, like, getting clean or something? Or?
Yeah, it was really fucking corny. But, so, I guess it's, what are they called? The brothers who are still fighting from the 90s? The Gallaghers?
The Gallaghers.
Yeah. They're like, give me my watermelon bit back. They seem to have a great time, and everybody else gets pretty tired of this game pretty quickly. Oh, just like our listeners in this segment. How fun. Back on the Nami tribe, Liz can't imagine the man who would want to marry Liz, and everybody finds her obnoxious. This was fun, right?
Yeah, this is. I think that you should be eliminated from the show if you admit that you don't need the money.
Agreed. What did she say? It would be nice, but it wouldn't change my life or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, then what the fuck are you here for? You're going to take $1 million from people because you want to prove a point to your daughter? Like, get the fuck out of here.
God, I keep forgetting she has a daughter. Put Liz Wilcox on Survivor. What is that one? Oh, PTA versus PTA. Thomas, I want you to open X the Everything app because I'm sending you a URL right now that I think you should see.
Oh, LizWilcox.com. I make writing emails easy. Yep, even for you. Prove it, Liz. Press play and I will.
Is it MP3?
It's like a video.
Ugh.
Here, no, because you've heard of Liz's $9 a month newsletter template membership, click here for the details.
You know, I have been to this website before and I forgot that was a thing. What would you do for $9 a month for a newsletter?
So this is all marketing. It's like email marketing stuff, I guess.
I guess. This is her business. This is how she's made millions of dollars. Too legit to quit. Damn, you write the best emails I've ever read. I actually read them. What? That's from Raquel DeVille. Do you think Raquel DeVille is a real person? After turning on my emails, I started seeing sales in the first week. Sales continued to come in through my email list. Thank you, Liz. Like, it's... Is it a legit... I don't think... Is this a legit thing?
I don't know. It's just like a lot of different people in the same arena talking about this, and I inherently don't trust marketing people, so every single thing I see about this, I'm just like, this seems like bullshit. I don't know. Maybe it works for stuff, but I will never find out.
This feels like our Patreon bit. I clicked on the products page. It feels like our Patreon bit, but genuine. Like, actually genuine, not the way ours is genuine, where we do want your money.
Yeah.
So I guess it is genuine.
We're
in the same way
our Patreon is. We're very sincere about wanting your money.
Yeah. Again, that's patreon.com/justpodcast, because that's all you're going to get over there. Got an email problem? Yo, I'll solve it. Yo, I solve it. Not even I'll. Okay, whatever. Enough of this website. It makes me mad. It's like, the aesthetic is like very 90s, like Lisa Frank. Not even
yeah,
Lisa
it's
Frank.
It's definitely going
like
for that.
The background of like low budget music videos from the
Saved by the Bell. Like
yeah, that. Saved by the Bell. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, so I won't be giving her my $9 a month, but you can give us $9 a month. And oh my God, new tier. For $9 a month, we will send you one email a month.
No, that sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, that's a good point. Anyway, Randon realizes the only person he can trust is Venus. Obviously, he wants to use each of their gifts to work together. What would you say each of their gifts are?
I would say Venus is strategic. And Randon, I guess, also seems kind of strategic. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen enough from both of them to really say.
I think, what's his name?
Randon.
Randon's greatest strength is me confusing him for that guy who was on Grey's Anatomy and then only murders in the building recently. What's his name? Jesse?
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, what is that guy's last name? I bet he'd be flattered to hear you say that. That's a handsome man you're talking about.
Well, there's a pretty handsome alliance they're building. That's what they should call it, the handsome alliance. Yeah.
They're the fashion police.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Perfect. Immunity and reward challenge. 2-hour episode. So naturally, they're doing one challenge. We all agree that this is the right way to do it, right?
Yes, definitely.
No notes for Jeff Probst. They see Jelinski is voted out and everyone continues to clown him. This was good. This was satisfying.
Yeah. Last name. What was it? Hunter said last name.
Last
first
name
out.
First out. Yes.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Pretty good bit from Hunter, our good friend. Banu compares Yanu's plight in the game to Gandhi's hunger strike. Pretty extreme comparison, but sure, I guess. Jeff slices the Nami's idol buff off. Jeff was very proud of himself in his podcast for doing this. He was like, yeah, people liked when I was mean last season, so I'm going to start being more mean.
Yeah, that's good. We love that.
He said they liked when I pulled the knife out, so I'm using any excuse to use my knife. Like, good, Jeff.
Yeah,
I'm glad you
got
our notes.
Knife.
I loved how he's like, I'm usually carrying a knife around. Finally.
I got a knife. Deal with it. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. So they have to build a cart, dig up chests, go through obstacle course, and then do an arch puzzle, which was apparently extremely hard. The winners get fishing gear. Congratulations. What did you think of Liz chanting for Nami during?
I kept saying stop helping at my TV while she was doing it.
You're actually sitting out, Liz. This isn't one of your email marketing schemes.
If I have to think while I'm doing something, I definitely want someone repeatedly yelling something at me.
Yeah. The challenge took forever, but Nami eventually won. Sega took second. A tale as old as time itself. We go over to Nami. Venus gets her got her toe crushed and is mad that nobody is listening to her. She then complains about Soda trying to grab the idol from her hands every time. Pretty good stuff. I like Venus.
Yeah, that was
Soda.
I think. Yeah, with the toe thing, with Toegate, toes once again back at the forefront. Who would have guessed? But I think you could have just been like, "Hey, sorry, I did that." But also, I think Tevin made the point that like, it was like an up down thing. They couldn't really turn left, so I think you could just chalk that up to like, "Hey, sorry, it was an accident." Like, you know, I obviously didn't mean to hit your toe. Because it's not like when you were telling them to turn left, they were like, "Well, if I turn left, I'm not going to hit her toe." I don't, you know, it's like a split second thing. I think you can just be like, "Hey, sorry." But the idol thing, though, I did think it's like it would be really annoying to have multiple members who need to be the center of attention on your tribe, and then they also kind of like use you not being that type of person against you. Because like that was so, I don't know how I didn't notice it when it happened, but the two cuts to Soda pulling the idol away from her are so fucking out of pocket. Like, what are you doing?
It was
Jeff hands it to her and she's holding it, and Soda just grabs it away from her immediately.
I know. I wish people would stop being rude to Venus. They hate her because she's pretty. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And because she's so resilient because of her power parents after the revolution realized that I was no place to raise a woman. So.
Right. What? Nerisse. Remember Nerisse from Are You the One season whatever? And she was on the challenge most recently?
I guess.
She is notoriously very pretty, and anybody you ask will tell you. She has a shirt that says, "Hating me won't make you pretty." So I think Venus should wear that shirt too around.
It's okay, Survivor. I think that's stupid, but.
Oh, do you think that's not a good take?
I think that's dumb.
Do you think that's a weird thing to get printed on your shirt and wear about the world?
Yeah, I do. I do actually. I'm actually not in favor of
weird.
That.
It's a weird thing you would say. On Yanu, Tiff cries and Banu tries to support her by just yelling at her that she kicked butt in that challenge. That wouldn't comfort me, personally, if I was having a hard time after a challenge. Tiff walks away to cool off. She's upset that she lost her cool in the challenge because she doesn't want to present that to the other people on the other tribes because, you know, that's all they see of the other people. Kenzie makes a fake idol with Tiff, and then they try to get Jess out to go find it. This felt unnecessary. Why? Stop it.
Yeah, this was doing way too much for, and it felt mean, honestly. It really did. I think my favorite part of it was them being like, "Jess is a stupid fucking idiot." Yeah. So we're just going to place it over somewhere. And then it's being like, "She couldn't even find the thing we're trying to trick her with. What a stupid bitch." And it was just like, all right, calm. Like, Jess seems nice. She's just bad at challenges.
And it sounds like she was just not having a good time out there. Like, nothing was agreeing with her. Her brain wasn't working. So obviously she's not going to be able to find something. She's not in the game.
And it's like, of course you think it's super obvious where to find it because you put it there. You know where it is from the start.
Right. Like, unnecessary. Don't do that again, you guys. Mean stuff. Kenzie then gives it to Q to give to Jess. If you have to do this many steps to get somebody a fake idol.
Yeah, this was out of control.
It doesn't seem worth it.
Yeah, it's literally just to prevent her from playing her shot in the dark. It's like, how about you just take your chances on that one?
Banu cuts himself while slicing coconuts. Pretty bad news for our guy. Tiff and Jess go through the pros and cons of voting everybody out. Jess tells Banu he's being targeted by Tiff and Kenzie and pleads with him and Q to blindside Kenzie. Seems like a great opportunity, but then I guess you are going to continue to lose if you keep Jess on your team because she's not playing hard enough.
No, well, she's bad at challenges. Like, you can't deny that she's bad at challenges.
So Q approaches Tiff about taking out Kenzie. Did you expect Kenzie to go out at this point?
I thought there was a chance of it. I kind of get where they're coming from, where it's like, it's tough at this point, right? Because it's like, you don't want to, you want to get out potential later game threats, but also you don't want to keep getting sent back to tribal council. So
right.
It's a tough balance. And Jess has like actively hurt them in some pretty close challenge battles two straight weeks. So like, I get that.
Yeah, I understand why, but it would have been really cool to see her pull off that blindside.
You're preaching to the choir here, buddy. I would have loved that. It would have been great for me in many different ways.
So let's talk about these wildlife shots. Heaven with the best wildlife. We got various birds, including the red-footed booby, which we did almost highlight, but we've already talked about that one. And since this is the final week of the Chetes Season 2, I thought we should probably feature them this week. We had a vulture, we had a peacock. Obviously, you gotta have a peacock on your show if it's on Peacock. There was a red deer. That's literally what they're called, the red deer. They're a large reddish-brown deer. Where are they from?
Are they from the United Kingdom, perhaps?
Can you get a little bigger?
Are they from Europe?
They are from Europe, as well as having been introduced pretty much everywhere else throughout the globe. They are the fourth largest deer species in the world, after moose, elk, and the sambar deer of Asia. How big are these red deer?
Pretty big, probably.
You might be asking, at this height, why are they eaten in the woods and not a ball in? Because they are... How tall?
Are they 6 feet tall?
They're about 6 to 8 feet tall.
Crazy.
Imagine an NBA like full of deer. How much do they weigh?
I'm going to say they're about the size of basketball players. I'll say they weigh like 200 to 300 pounds.
I'll give it to you. 300 to 500 pounds.
Okay.
Remember, they're the size of basketball players. And like basketball players, the Milwaukee Bucks even, perhaps. How big are their antlers? How wide, I should say.
How wide?
Yeah.
Is it done like a wingspan? Are we going feet here? What are we?
Yeah, feet.
Is it like each individual one or both?
Together. What is the total width of the antlers?
The antlers, I'll say like 4 feet.
2 to 4 feet wide. Wow, did you read about the red deer? The red deer?
I must have.
Who has antlers and what covers the antlers as they grow?
Do the males have antlers? And
the males have antlers, yes.
Is it like maybe like what they eat colors it?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. It didn't get into that, but it is a vascular skin known as velvet. Isn't that interesting? It's not the velvet that we wear though. I did look that up because I was like, how interesting.
It's the damn Velvet Underground.
Is that what that band is about? Deer, actually.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
You've heard of deer playing basketball. What about deer doing heroin-induced rock and roll from the 1970s?
Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty cool deer. They live in groups. Do these deer cohabitate with the opposite sex, or do the boys hang with the boys and the girls hang with the girls?
I think that it's boys hanging with boys, girls hanging with girls.
You gotta know it. How many mating attempts occur before they are successful? This feels weirdly specific.
This is a really weird. Yeah, I was like, does this happen this way every time?
That's what I'm wondering.
I'll say like 2 to 3.
Try about 6 times as hard.
Oh, is it like 12 to 18?
It's about a dozen, yeah. Like, why are you tracking that?
Yeah.
Who's tracking these deer like this? Where do they rank on the red list?
I'm going to say least concern.
You know it. They're popping up in every episode of The Traitors, and what majestic creatures they are. There was a whole section all about how they just appear in a ton of different art. I was like, yeah, for good reason. They look cool as fuck. Jess at Tribal Council says that she and Kenzie are dancing without touching each other. I thought that was a decent metaphor. It didn't feel forced at all. She says Kenzie is going to eat everyone moving forward. That also felt accurate. Banu gives a passionate speech. Q tells Jeff it's time to vote. Then Banu asks Kenzie, Tiff, and Q who he should vote for. And Tiff says, stop making the block hot. Great advice from Tiff.
Yeah, this I think Banu has proven himself to be an enormous liability in any alliance at this point. Like, his whole speech was about how, like, it actually takes a lot of courage to, like, not regulate your emotions ever at all. And it's like, yeah, that makes you completely untrustworthy when it comes to being in an alliance, though.
Yeah. So they vote. Jess plays her fake idol. It obviously doesn't work. She gets voted out 4-1 over Banu. You know, I hate to say it, but it felt like her time to go.
It did.
She just didn't feel like she was into it anymore. She wasn't gonna quit.
No, she in the did you watch her exit interview?
I don't remember what she said, if I did.
She basically was just like, well, you know, it's kind of unexpected, but, you know, like, I guess it's not that, I'm not that surprised. And she said, like, I really liked everybody and I had fun.
Good.
She's like, I'm not smiling as much as I would be normally, but that's just because I don't have enough calories for it. So, yeah.
That's funny.
I think, yeah, I don't think, you know, it made sense. I got to stop picking tech people for our opening pick. I think I'm putting a moratorium on that.
Yeah, that's probably a good move. Of course, last week we each had won 3 points in the premiere. On Seagull, you are going with, you're riding with, what was her name? Lieutenant Mamba.
Yep, I've got Lieutenant Mamba.
Double pun Jungle Gem herself. More like double literative. We just got a point for our Seagull person. For Giannis Antetokounmpo, our favorite Milwaukee Buck, you said Jess would make it to the merge.
I did say that.
I said Banu would make it to the merge. I am not feeling great about that after these first two episodes.
There's some problems with that one, potentially.
Not a great tribe. So I did luckily win a point for that this week. We'll see if next week it continues. For Nami, you picked Hunter. What did you call him before? Idol Hunter.
Idol Hunter, yeah. He was Idol Huntering.
Yeah, when you're idol huntering. I picked, of course, everyone's favorite, Venus Vafa. So we each got a point for that. You said Seagull would win reward. I said Nami would. We each got a point for that. You correctly guessed that they would win fishing gear. You correctly guessed that Nami would win immunity. So you now have 8 points. I have 7 points. Pretty close game still.
Yeah, I need all the points I can get right now until we get to the merge or until, you know, one of your players fucks up. So
yeah, or don't forget we do have the random ones now, and we'll listen back to remember what those random predictions were. But in the meantime, what is
did we pick a sponsor, by the way? I don't think we did for this
We didn't pick a sponsor yet. Okay, good call. PPP, that's what we call it. Who is winning reward?
I'm gonna say the Seagull tribe.
Yeah, they won last time. I'm going to say Nami because they won last time as well. What will the reward be?
Yeah, it's hard to tell whether it's going to be food yet or not, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to say pastries.
I like that. I was going to say coffee. I was going to say chocolate.
We both get a point if you do that.
That would be pretty fun. I was going to initially say chocolate, but that feels more like a late game kind of thing. Coffee feels like an early game kind of thing. I also predict I didn't watch the upcoming scenes or whatever they're called. But if they don't merge, not merge, what's the other one? Swap. If they don't swap this episode, I think they'll swap next episode.
I could definitely see that happening.
Okay, who's winning immunity?
I'm gonna go with... I'm gonna stick with the Seagull Tribe.
Okay, I'm gonna stick with Nami. All they do is win, as our friend DJ Khaled once said. Okay, Thomas, who's sponsoring this season? Who's the steak authority of Survivor 46?
Yeah, who, what brands are going to get in on this?
There's so many brands and they all want money these days, you know?
What was the last car season that they had?
Oh my God, like
other than, of course, Carson
6 or something.
Yeah.
And the upcoming Survivor All Cars. Yeah, it was like single digit seasons. They don't do cars anymore.
They haven't done it very often. Okay, that's probably not the way to go then.
Because of course the car was cursed. You can't win if you win a car.
It's true. What are you in, Maestro? I don't know anything about a car. Oh, I just don't know what to do with that.
I don't know what that means. I've not watched that movie.
I haven't any idea about that movie. I just don't know. I feel like it's been restaurants for the most part of late.
It hasn't been anything as of late. It's been like
Last one they did was Applebee's did that one challenge reward, right? Isn't that the last one they did?
Yeah, when Karishma freaked out because it's her favorite sit-down restaurant.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to say okay. Red Robin.
Yum. I'm going to say they're trying to appeal to kids these days. So I was going to say alcohol, but it's probably not going to be alcohol. I'm going to say Old Spice.
Okay, yeah, there's a deodorant challenge.
Yeah, the winner of this challenge gets a stick of deodorant. One swipe. Use it wisely.
Only one pit. So pick which one. Pick which one is the most stinky to attack.
Well, I think if you're only allowed one swipe with a stick of deodorant, you got to be real clever about that swipe and just do it like a single line drawing, you know, and just never pick it up. Because, like, technically it's still the same swipe, you know? Am I wrong?
That's a good point, I think.
You can look at me and tell me that I'm wrong. I think
people would do well to listen to you about that.
We obviously picked... Do you remember your random prediction from earlier? Oh, it was about Ben and Charlie, right? If Charlie takes out one of his angels, or if somebody says to Charlie, my baby.
Yeah, if someone says my baby.
If either of those things happens, we'll win 1 or 2 points. Thomas, this week we heard a lot of talk about our favorite person, Taylor Swift, from pop culture. So can you tell us the name of this week's Quopes quiz?
So nasty that it's probably somewhat of a travesty having me. Then he told the people you can call me your majesty.
LizWilcox.com.
No.
It's the only thing you've sent me.
X the Everything app includes not sending messages. That falls under the purview of everything.
All right, I've got it now. It's time to find out if you're more like singing sensation Taylor Swift or a family-stealing gnome. His name is Baskalore. I don't know why he did what he did, but every day I suffer.
So this is going to be a good quiz. This is from Simon Coward. He's a community contributor and has 2,990 points. Hot topic. People are talking about Taylor Swift. You don't say, BuzzFeed. You don't say. BuzzFeed and Taylor Swift have certainly had similar stories, don't you think?
Came up
around the same time. Okay. Do you consider yourself more of a lover or a fighter?
I'm more of a lover.
I'm more of a lover as well. I love to fight. Okay. Would you rather fight 3 hippos or 1 polar bear?
1 polar bear. Hippos are one of the most deadly mammals.
Yeah, but what if there was 3 of them? What if it was 3 times as dangerous? I'm also going to say polar bear.
Yeah, I'm dead either way, but...
Yeah, but like polar bears, you can get on land. Polar bears can't survive on land. Unless it's the Lost Island, obviously.
That's why when you see them on ice floes, they're not like freaking out because they, you know, are potentially stranded. It's because they're dying because they can't breathe when they're on land. Exactly.
It's kind of like when a human's boat capsizes. That's what's happening when a polar bear is on the ice cap. He's actually supposed to be underneath the ice cap, you know? But it flipped over on him. Do you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Kind of an introvert.
I'm kind of an introvert.
It's like Venus Vafa.
Venus Vafa, or Fessel from Survivor the Challenge. That's what it's called. Have you ever sold your soul to the devil? No, yes, hee hee hee. Or somebody covering their lips like a shh.
Shh.
I'm going to say no. I'm a good boy, and I would never do such a thing. I'm the cherub. I'm the stone cherub in this picture. Do you prefer juice or soda? Obviously soda.
Soda from Survivor specifically.
Has there ever been somebody nicknamed Juice on Survivor? I feel like yes. There must have been, right? Juice is such a common nickname.
Probably.
Somebody write in. Are you a smart fella or a fart smella?
I'm a smart fella, thank you very much, and I resent the implication.
I'm a fart smella. Thank you. My dog farts constantly. Do you shower? This is going to be popular with the audience.
Yes.
Contrary to popular belief, the answer is yes. I actually just
I don't know how many times
morning.
I can tell people about what kind of stuff I use in my shower.
Choose a hat.
I've beaten the not showering allegations many times, and I will continue to beat them.
Mm-hmm. We have like a wide-brimmed hat that's kind of short, and then like a gnome's hat. I like the short hat with the wide brim.
I don't like either of these hats, but I will take the Mountie hat over the gnome one.
Okay. What's the last thing you ate? Starfish, bone, stapler, baby.
I didn't eat any of these things. I guess I'll go starfish.
I'm going to say bone. I did actually just have some leftover chicken and rice from a delicious Mediterranean place over here called Kobobi, and I'll shout them out because they deserve it because they're a tasty place. Do you have a valid driver's license? Yep. No.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I also. Sorry, I started reading another question before answering that one. And that question was, think you're Blondie's biggest fan? Would love to take that quiz as well, because I love Blondie. What a great band. But then it's a tailor of Picture Swift.
That is a tailor of Picture Swift. I agree.
Yeah, if I've ever seen one. Mine says Taylor the Swift Swift. What is this quiz? It's time to find out if you're more like a singing sensation Taylor Swift or a family-stealing gnome. Taylor the Swift Swift, you go through life with the confidence of a country singer turned pop singer turned accidental cult leader. Shake it off, you don't like getting back together. What you got?
Same thing. We are both Taylor Swift. The only podcast where both hosts are Taylor Swift.
The only podcast where both hosts are Taylor Swift. Put that in an ad.
I just got 100,000 texts from Charlie to appear on our podcast.
Oh,
so
congratulations
look forward
to that. All right, that was great. Great quiz. Oh, shit. You know what it's time for, Thomas? Holy shit.
It's time for Trader Talk. Let's go to Trader Joe. All that bad shit you eating
is going to take a toll. They got some healthy food for you and it's for the low. We've got Sheree's murdered. Pretty bad stuff. No, it's not bad. It made sense. I understood why they did this, but
I think that was smart from Kate.
It should have been done like one or two rounds sooner, maybe even three, but whatever. Not my game, not my problem. This episode was an entire clusterfuck of a finale.
Yes, it was bad.
Alan looks incredible wearing a black and blue suit with a beautiful light blue shawl.
Do you want me to, I almost texted you this, but I figured I'd save it for the show. Do you want to know what I thought he looked like?
Please.
I thought he looked like gay FDR.
He did have those tiny little glasses over his beady little eyes.
He
did,
and he had the like the super like you know, like parted. It was like a very like 30s or 40s like parted hairstyle.
Yeah, very cool. I loved it a lot. We get a mission where they have to collect money and then get to a ship. It's fine, whatever. I did like.
I thought it was cool that they just barely did it. They had like 9 seconds to spare.
I saw a tweet that said something along the lines of nothing faker than the clock on the traders. And I would have to agree.
Yeah, probably.
It comes down to the wire too often. And the fact that we don't see the clock until the very end tells me that it's in fact not real.
You know what my favorite part of this challenge was?
What?
The part where they got onto the boat and Alan was yelling into the walkie-talkie, and then he went, "Why am I doing this? They're right here," and then just started yelling at them.
Alan's the king of we reality love Alan. TV. What's next? Sandra is voted out. Hate to say it. Sandra should have won.
This was stupid. Look, I have some sympathy for MJ, which we will discuss later. But also, MJ had no fucking business being anywhere near the finale because she did not do anything for anyone the entire show. She was one of the worst faithful of all of the faithful. She was constantly wrong.
At the final circle of truth, Alan wears a massive bejeweled slanket. Then they it comes down to CT, Trishel, and MJ. They come to a stalemate vote and have to revote, at which point CT and Trishel vote out MJ and take the winnings for themselves.
This was stupid.
Why do you say that?
Because they should never have gone for a revote. And also, when they did go for the initial revote, Trishel voted for CT for some stupid reason.
Because what if he was a traitor?
He obviously wasn't.
But you don't know. What if he was? He could have been playing them the whole time. And what? I do kind of wish we had seen that. That would have been so funny to watch. But I feel like he would have been found out really quickly.
You know who didn't feel bad for MJ is Sandra.
Oh, yeah. What did she say?
She just said basically, like, I protected MJ for a large portion of the game, and then she refused. She didn't do the same for me, so I did not feel bad for her.
Yeah. I'm on Sandra's side here. Yeah.
I just didn't understand. You know what maybe the dumbest thing for the entire show was, and there was a lot of dumb stuff on it, was the point where Trishel said that she had to vote with the crowd for the Sandra vote. No, you didn't. Why
didn't
did you have this? Like, you could have been on the losing side of the vote and you would have been proven right. And everyone would have went, oh, hey, look how smart Trishel is. Nobody would have had a problem with it.
Yeah, I did not. I'm happy for Trishel to finally win something, but I did not understand that move to take out Sandra. Because, I said it already, but Sandra should have won. Same goes for Winners at War and the other one she was on, Game Changers. Okay. So, are you happy with season two of The Cherry Raters?
I have mixed feelings about it.
Do you think season one was more fun?
Yes.
I agree. Are you going to watch any international season of The Traitors in the meantime?
I've heard the international seasons are good, but no.
Damn. Thomas is a xenophobe. Put it on record.
Yeah, I hate other countries. USA number one.
Let's continue. Okay. I have a story for you later. Thomas, what's your blue sky?
You can follow me at tom.bsky.social.
You can follow the show on Blue Sky at the Only Fun Survivor Pod at bsky.social. We're also on YouTube now, the Only Fun Survivor Podcast, which somebody got mad at us for saying on Reddit, but they're wrong. What can people comment on YouTube if they wanted to do so?
Very smiley face.
Our last poll, we had debate of the day, Cheers or Frasier. What do you think won?
I'm going to say Frasier probably won. Frasier Army Rise Up.
Frasier won 25% of the vote. Cheers won 75% of the vote, obviously. And then 2 weeks ago, we asked, but we're unable to get the results because YouTube was acting up. Would you have a beer with the Survivor 46 cast? Yes, no, or I don't drink. What do you think won out?
I bet I don't drink won out.
43% said yes. 29% said no. 29% said I don't drink. So what's our poll this week? Are you a mom or a benevolence? Whatever. Are you more of a Taylor Swift or a Charlie's Angel?
Give people another chance to pick Frasier. Are you sorry for picking Cheers over Frasier? Yes, no.
I won't do it. I haven't even watched another episode of Cheers. I'm so afraid of getting closer to Frasier since last week. Would you rather be Taylor Swift, Angel Reese, or Frasier?
I mean, I'd have an Ames Lounge chair if I was Frasier, so I'd probably rather be Frasier.
Okay, well, vote in the poll. YouTube.com/TheOnlySurvivorPodcast or whatever. The Only Fun Survivor Podcast. Okay. Everybody knows it. We already mentioned our Patreon. You can find it at patreon.com/justpodcasts. For $9 a month, we'll send an email. What was our new show going to be called?
I think, didn't we agree it was Too Much Work?
Yeah, but I thought there was another one. No, that was a simulated season, I think.
Yeah, it was the dinosaur season.
You remember dinosaur season?
We were all very excited about the dinosaur season.
They should do a dinosaur season and, like, the meteor hits on the final day.
I agree.
And it's all, like, living dinosaurs, right? Okay, so we watched Poor Things yesterday before the Oscars. It's great. And I really appreciated how before she went out into the world, everything was in black and white. That's what they should do for Survivor the Dinosaurs. But instead of being in black and white, all the dinosaurs are alive until the last day when the meteor hits. And then they're all skeletons and fossils. How about that for an idea, Jeff? Okay, well, tune in for that one later, I guess. You want to thank the fans?
Thank you, fans. I love you.
Oh, wow.
No, I was, how long is that? Just kidding. April Fools. Early April Fools. I would love to thank the listeners. Thank you for listening.
Damn, you really got us. Oh, my God. Also, speaking of babysitting, guess what my 3-year-old nephew did to me this weekend? Too slow.
No.
I didn't know kids that young knew that one.
That's crazy.
He was so excited to give a high five. And then he said, up high. I said, hell yeah, buddy. And then he said, down low.
Naturally, you accepted.
Of course, he's a child.
I mean, why not?
He's not going to trick me. Too slow. He did it to me multiple times, and I fell for it every time.
That's crazy.
Only the first was by accident. Anyway, did you tell people what to write on Apple Reviews or anything else?
Oh, no, I did say the YouTube thing, but for Apple Reviews, this is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
And that's a beautiful sentiment. Until next week, have a great summer.
Deuces. It was great. I think that it should have won instead of the stupid Billie Eilish song I don't care about.
Well, here's the nice thing about it, though, is they actually were both from the Barbie movie, which we love as allies of women, so...
Yeah, that's the one that's the most for women one, and so the fun one's not allowed to win because it's so important to give it to the boring Billie Eilish song.
Can you imagine the whiplash if I'm Just Ken was the only thing from Barbie that won?
That's probably why people cares. This movie, why is everyone treating that movie like it's like the fucking definitive text on feminism? It was a fun movie with jokes.
There's
no one talks about it that way.
A movie
it drives
about
me fucking
women
crazy.
Before. There's never been a movie about women before, Thomas.
Yeah,
come on.
That's the only movie that's ever been made about women. That's the thing that drives me fucking crazy about this movie is everyone talks about it like it's important and not like it's fun. It's a fucking Mattel movie. It's not important. Yeah. It's fun.
I remember when it came out, they got so mad, somebody got so mad that the Mattel board was made up of all men because there's actually like two or three women on the board.
That was the joke. God
that's
damn
the
it.
Joke, you guys. That's what we're doing here. We're telling jokes based on a property that we all remember because we all love nostalgia, remember?
Yeah, I don't, like, this is the like, fucking feminism 101 stuff in that movie is, you know, whatever. If that's your first time encountering feminism, great. But, like, the thing I will remember from that movie is lines like, a podcast hosted by two wise trees. Like, there's some good bits in that. That's basically what we do.
That's
we're
true.
Basically two wise trees.
Oh, I forgot to say when we were talking about the Oscars. The Oscars? More like Pornfinheimer.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Thanks.
Jake, I think we did a good job recording today. Give me a high five.
I'm not doing this again.
Well, give me a high five.
No. I've been tricked before. I won't be tricked again. You can't do it. What do I get for this high five? A feeling of satisfaction?
Yeah.
And then what happens? A feeling of despair? That's what I'm predicting.
Oh, no despair here.
Okay, I'll high five you.
All right, well,
ready?
Okay.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Yay, we did it.
Hooray.
All right, great. Now hit me down low.
Oh, okay, yeah, no problem.
All right.
Here we go. I'm lifting my hand up real high, and then, you know, oof, like a meteor killing the dinosaurs.
Too slow.
Damn, and now the dinosaurs will live forever.
What have I done?
Smarten up, Probst.